From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A man armed with both a paintball and pellet gun used a rented vehicle Tuesday to run down pedestrians and cyclists on a bike path in New York City. Tuesday, at least 8 people killed, several others injured, before police shot and wounded the assailant. Bill de Blasio is the city's mayor.
Let me be clear, that based on the information we have at this moment, this was an act of terror, and a particularly cowardly act of terror, aimed at innocent civilians, aimed at people going about their lives who had no idea what was about to hit them. We know that this action was intended to break our spirit, but we also know New Yorkers are strong, New Yorkers are resilient, and our spirit will never be moved by an act of violence, an act meant to intimidate us.
According to reports, the man is identified as Saifullo Saipov and is believed to be from Uzbekistan, who entered the U.S. in 2010. New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo said it appeared to have been a lone wolf attack. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga Tuesday urged his supporters to take part in peaceful resistance following the country's presidential election rerun that he boycotted. Odinga called for legitimate forms of protest, including economic boycotts, peaceful processions, and picketing.
If election is allowed to stand, the highest office in the land will be occupied by a person who has usurped power. We in NASA are resolute that this sham election cannot and will not be allowed to stand.
President Uhuru Kenyatta was declared winner of last week's election, the ballot required after the Supreme Court annulled the August 8 election over widespread irregularities. This is VOA News.